Mr. Chair, ministers, ambassadors, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, on the onset, let me congratulate the newly elected Director General of FAO, Dr. Q. John Dew, for working with him on the realization of the Zero Hunger Agenda and all other outstanding FAO programs. I also pay tribute to the outgoing Director General, Dr. Graziano Da Silva, for the leadership and hard work he has shown during his tenure as a Director General of FAO. Mr. Chair, it's a great honor and privilege for me to address this August gathering focused on immigration, agriculture, and rural development. As you are aware, migration is a historical global phenomenon which is very closely linked to stability, equal development, and opportunities. Therefore, the theme of migration, agriculture, and rural development is a timely one in this 41st session of FAO conference. Because they are all interlinked, hence, to overcome the challenge they pose both individually and collectively to the world and turn them into opportunities, it is critical to approach them holistically. Somalia is a country which understands the impact and opportunities presented by the rural migration and general migration across borders. As a recovering post-conflict state, our recent history teaches that conflict is the greatest displacer of people, including rural communities. Similarly, conflict has led to great socio-economic and political difficulties in Somalia, which the federal government is now working tirelessly to reverse it. Yet, we must recognize the challenges, benefits, as well as costs for migrants themselves and for the societies in general. Somalia, as many other African countries or developing countries, has the highest rates of urbanization in the world. Because rural population continues to migrate to the cities for employment opportunities and better public services. Consequently, this creates a dire need for sufficient services and infrastructure. In addition, the conflict against the scourge of terrorism is generating an increase in internally displaced persons, which adds to the demands and challenges that stem from rapid urbanization. Somalia, like most African countries, has a youthful population, which is about 20% of the population, aged between 15 and 29. As a result, the dependence ratio is high and the strains on resources are acute, as the demand for education, healthcare, housing, infrastructure, and employment is elevated. Mr. Chair, the internal migration is today a global phenomenon, and the youth who lack opportunities in rural areas are moving on in unprecedented scale. It's important to understand two important factors. One, as a famous Somali saying, the city life is dependent on the countryside. Second, unemployment and hopelessness can be a fertile ground for criminal organizations and can lead into terror indoctrination and radicalization. Food security, employment opportunities, and the protection of Somalia's beautiful natural resources and heritage depends on the efforts of its farmers, herders, and rural communities to produce sustainably for the rest of the country and protect the natural environment. Where once families farmed together, today many have been split by migration to the cities and even abroad, across the seas. This has a huge impact on the ability of the family to produce, especially as most rely on traditional labor-intensive farming techniques due to limited access to the new technological farming process and systems. Mr. Chair, Somalia, while migration from rural communities to urban centers has benefited a few, most people who have made this shift and those they left behind are experiencing socioeconomic challenges due to limited opportunities in all major cities across Somalia. We therefore, for Somalia, we as a policymakers must create an enabling environment through policies and national and international partnership to bring the promise of rural development into fruitful situation. Mr. Chair, we would not be doing ourselves justice in this conference if we did not highlight the importance of addressing climate change as a matter of priority to advance rural development and community resilience. Today, Somalia's rural communities regularly suffer from drought and the effects of climate change, which hurts their livelihood and even took their lives through famine in the past. Sir Chair, this is unacceptable given how much knowledge we collectively have about climate change and rural development. We need to work on strengthening the political will and cooperation to turn this knowledge and commitment into tangible solutions. Through our National Development Plan, we are exploring ways to better coordinate these socio-economic efforts alongside managing our environment, especially water resources, to offer opportunities to both urban and rural communities. This is a very attractive option. We will connect communities, strengthen resilience, grow economy, and above all, promote sustainable development in rural areas. I thank you all for listening.